Unit 15. International Exhibition. Preparing. Read the following presentation about fuzzy interpretation and try to understand the fuzziness-related tactics in interpreting. Then complete the following task. You are going to hear a short passage followed by two versions of interpretation. Compare them and make some comments.
Good afternoon. Yesterday, December the 13th, at around 8:30 p.m. Baghdad time, United States military forces captured Saddam Hussein alive. He was found near a farmhouse outside the city of Tikrit in a swift raid conducted without casualties.
下午好，昨天美军逮捕了萨达姆，而且是活捉。他是在提克里特附近的一个农场被抓到的，而且没有受任何伤就抓到他。 下午好，昨天12月13日，巴格达时间晚上8:30左右，美国军事力量将萨达姆侯赛因生擒。美军对提克里特城外的一座农场进行了突然袭击，在附近发现了萨达姆，行动中没有造成人员伤亡。Performing.
Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes. Text A. Today, the opening of the Shenzhen High-Tech Fair marks the eve of Shenzhen's high-technology maturity. The fair represents a clear and comprehensive picture of progress and development of high-tech industry in Shenzhen. Apart from its educative value, this fair will serve as a happy meeting ground for friends from afar and near, providing for the producer and the consumer an opportunity of an enlightened recognition of their identity and interests and mutual interdependence. It'll give us an excellent opportunity to meet people from overseas and introduce to them our conditions of technological development and various problems encountered. I hope that all who visit this exhibition will make a careful study of everything that is on view. If they do, they cannot fail to leave it feeling proud of this exhibition and of those who were responsible for it. And at the same time, bear in mind the part that they themselves will play in the future of China's high-tech section, convinced that only by close cooperation, collaboration between all interests, they can make a bright future.
Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
The 20th China Plastic and Rubber Exhibition will be staged at Shanghai New International Expo Center in April 2006. Can you give us a brief introduction?
好的，它是亚洲最大的塑料和橡胶的展销会。 总展览面积超过9万平方米，比去年增加了1.3万平方米，有8个主题区。That's
impressive. How many visitors will come to the exhibition?
有79个国家和地区的52,000客商会参加我们的展销会。That's
great. Can you also give us a brief introduction to the space allocation?
展览区是根据主题来划分的。在收到参展商填妥的报名表和参展费用后， 我们就会安排展台。What
order will you follow regarding space allocation?
从2005年8月开始收报名表，在有展位的情况下就是先来先得。Can
you introduce the exhibition space for us?
我们提供2种展位，根据需求可以选择最适合你的展位。如果你有特别的要求，请联系我们。Transport,
customs clearance and storage are all important concerns for all participants. Will they get special assistance?
到展馆以及从展馆运回的交通、托运、海关清关以及仓储 这些服务必须要提前预定。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
The 20th China Plastic and Rubber Exhibition will be staged at Shanghai New International Expo Center in April 2006. Can you give us a brief introduction?
第二十届中国塑胶展销会将在2006年4月在上海新国际展览中心开幕。你能简单介绍一下今年中国塑胶展销会的一些基本情况吗？
好的，它是亚洲最大的塑料和橡胶的展销会，总展览面积超过9万平方米，比去年增加了 1.3 万平方米，有8个主题区。
Sure. It's Asia's largest international exhibition for the plastics and rubber industries.Total exhibition area reaches over 90,000 square meters, enjoying a growth of 13,000 square meters. 8 theme zones are set up.
That's impressive. How many visitors will come to the exhibition?
真不错，那有多少参展者会来展销会呢？
有79个国家和地区的52,000客商会参加我们的展销会。
Over 52,000 visitors come from over 79 countries and regions.
Oh, that's great. Can you also give us a brief introduction to the space allocation?
太好了，你能给我们介绍一下展位分配的情况吗？
展览区是根据主题来划分的。在收到参展商填妥的报名表和参展费用后，我们就会安排展台。
The exhibition area will be divided according to topics.The allocation of space will be assigned according to signed application forms accompanied by payment.
What order will you follow regarding space allocation?
那展台的安排是否有先后顺序？
从2005年8月开始收报名表，在有展位的情况下就是先来先得。
Starting from August 2005, applications received will be handled on first come,First served, space available basis.
Can you introduce the exhibition space for us?
能介绍一下展位的情况吗？
我们提供两种展位，根据需求可以选择最适合你的展位。如果你有特别的要求，请联系我们。
We offer two configurations. Based on your needs, choose the surface area best for you. For any specific request, please do not hesitate to contact us.
Transport, customs clearance, and storage are all important concerns for all participants. Will they get special assistance?
交通、海关清关和仓储对参展商都都很重要。你们会给他们特别的协助吗？
到展馆以及从展馆运回的交通、托运、海关清关以及仓储，这些服务必须要提前预定。
These services can be booked in advance.Transport to and from the exhibition complex, freight forwarding, customs clearance and storage.
Packaging. Working groups, listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form.Text C.
世博会不同于贸易展览会，贸易展览会主要是由政府和国际组织参加的。相反，世博会展示经济、文化和技术领域的成就和前景，它是全世界人民聚在一起交流经验、交换看法、互相学习的一件大事。世博会长期以来一直被誉为经济、技术和文化的奥运会。它每隔五年举行一次，自从1851年首次在伦敦举行以来，一直在发达国家举行。如果上海申办2010年世博会成功的话，中国将是主办这一盛事的第一个发展中国家。主办这次博览会将对中国产生积极的影响，因为中国不仅将学习别国的经验来推进改革开放，而且将增进与别国的友谊。 此外，发挥主办国的作用，无疑会加速其他地方世博会的发展，这能促进全世界范围内经济、文化和技术的发展。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
世博会不同于贸易展览会，贸易展览会主要是由政府和国际组织参加的。相反，世博会展示经济、文化和技术领域的成就和前景，它是全世界人民聚在一起交流经验、交换看法、互相学习的一件大事。世博会长期以来一直被誉为经济、技术和文化的奥运会，它每隔五年举行一次，自从1851年首次在伦敦举行以来，一直在发达国家举行。
The World Exposition is not the same as a trade fair in which mainly governments and international organizations participate. The World Exposition, on the other hand, displays the achievements and prospects in the economic, cultural, and technological sectors, and is an event where people from all over the world come together to exchange experiences and ideas and learn from one another. Long known as economic, technological, and cultural Olympic Games, the World Exposition is held every 5 years and has been held in developed countries since it first took place in London in 1851.
如果上海申办2010年世博会成功的话，中国将是主办这一盛事的第一个发展中国家。主办这次博览会将对中国产生积极的影响，因为中国不仅将学习别国的经验来推进改革开放，而且将增进与别国的友谊。此外，发挥主办国的作用，无疑会加速其他地方世博会的发展，这能促进全世界范围内经济、文化和技术的发展。
If Shanghai wins the bid for the 2010 World Exposition, China will be the first developing country to host this major event. Hosting the exposition will have a positive impact on China, as China will not only learn from the experiences of other countries to further its reform and opening up endeavor, but will also enhance its friendly relations with other countries. Besides,Its role as hosting country will no doubt accelerate the development of world expositions elsewhere, which can promote worldwide economic, cultural, and technological development.
Supplementary exercises. Listen to the recording of text D. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes.Text D.
今天我们很高兴英国客人到广交会来参观。首先，我代表广交会所有工作人员向朋友们表示热烈欢迎。首先，我向朋友们简单介绍广交会的情况，然后我们领大家进行参观。参观完后，我们还安排一个15分钟的录像节目，向大家全面介绍一下我们广东省近年来的对外经贸发展情况。下面我们就先简单介绍一下广交会的情况。广交会的全名是中国出口商品交易会，从1957年开始创办，每年春秋两季。广交会展馆场地面积共14万多平方米，馆内配备各种现代化设施，每届到会的客商有4万多人次，来自120多个国家和地区，每年进出口成交总额达110亿美元以上，展销的商品达5万多种，不仅有各行各业的名优特产品，还包括先进的高科技商品。尽管包括一些进口，广交会的业务范围以洽谈出口为主。更具体的说，它也涉及技术进出口、中外经济技术交流、国际信托投资、中外合资、进出口商检、保险和广告等。除了上述特点，广交会还以其灵活的贸易方式而闻名，以进代出、易货贸易、招标贸易、接受客商来图来样来料加工贸易等都是很常见的做法。参加广交会的客商越来越多，不仅有西欧、美、加、日本、港澳台，还有东欧、非洲、拉美等地区的客商， 大大促进了我国同世界各国和各地区的贸易和合作关系的发展。